Rashi says, "Liyolam amoylin malilas v'divri akil." Everybody holds you're allowed to rub these stalks on yomtiv and get the kernels out on yomtiv. Or the kashlon, you had a question that him came if so. Motzino truma shes akoyver amosa comes out as a case that you first have the time to take truma now, so you should be allowed to take off truma on yomtiv. In vaday motzino aliba the Rebbe. According to Rebbe, it's true there's a case to take off truma today. The yoma yes truma v'malilas. He holds the malilas. With these kernels that come out now, there's a take off truma. But our Mishnah says you never find a case that you can take off truma on yomtiv. In other words, either the chiyuv was chal yesterday or there's no chiyuv today. That's Rabbi Yosef of Yehudi. This goes according to Rabbi Yosef of Yehuda. The Omar ain truma b'melilas. He says no, by melilas, when you only take out the stalks out of the, when you take the kernels out of the stalks, there's no chiyuv truma yet. We'll soon see why not. The Tanya, we learned like this. Hichnas shibolim, if somebody brought into his house stalks of wheat. Lasas memisa. You had in mind to take the stalks and grind up the kernels and make flour and make dough out of it. So locher is, right now, when it's still in the stalks, in other words, you didn't grind it up yet, we say, oichem emarai. You're allowed to eat from these stalks the kernels you can eat. Ara means temporary. You know, take a little snack you could take from it. You can't eat a kvad, can't take a permanent suda from it, but eat ara you could eat. O pot, you don't have to take off truma semaitis. What's the reason? Rashi says, oichem emarai. Kozman shlo edition. Kozman, you didn't make it into a pile of the kernels, or marker and smooth down the pile. The kri, lenigmer malachta latruma. It's not called you finished the gemar malacha. In other words, the gemar malacha, what are you finished doing with the wheat? You take out all the kernels of wheat, you make a pile of kernels, and you smooth down the pile. That's called nigmer malachta. That's when the chiyuv truma is chal. Before that, midiraisa is not a chal chiyuv truma. So therefore, before that stage, you're allowed to eat it midiraisa. The Rabbanan said you can't eat a kvah, you can't be kaveya, have a big sudar out of it, but a little snack you're allowed to take. According to Rabbi Yosef, so Kisev, you bring the stalks into your house, almanas, to make dough out of it, means you eventually want to grind it up to make it into flour, it's not called nigma malachtoi, you're allowed to eat arai. What about lemoilulimbim lilas? Let's say you brought these stalks in, not to grind it down to make it into dough, into flour, but you want to eat it the way it is right now. You brought it into your house, almanas, to rub it with your hands, to get the kernels out, to eat the kernels. That's the way you brought it in. Rashi says, "Echnisen lochlo matmat adem lilas." You have in mind to eat a little bit every time you rub a little bit of kernels out, and to use those kernels. That was your purpose. That's the way you brought it into the house in the first place.
All right, turnover.
So look is like this. Rebbe Mechayiv. In such a case, Rebbe says, yes, there's a chiyuv to take off truma right now. Hey, since you're not going to do anything more to it, you're only going to leave it in stalks, and you can use it in a stalk form, therefore right now it's called nigma malachtoi, and there's a chi of truma right now. Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda poter. Rabbi Yosef says, no, you're poter. You should know there's no chi of truma yet. So Rashi says, Rabbi Mechayiv ben truma. Shlo yoichem miyam arai ad sheyafrish, lefishach nisosam b'shibolim. You brought it in when it went in stalks. He gemar malachton. That's called the wheat is finished. Shein soifon lovu de gurin achar bezel gurin. You're not going to bring it to any further stage. You're going to use the stalks the way they are. You're going to take a stalk of wheat and rub out the kernels and eat it. So since you're not going to make a whole pile of kernels, this is called this finished product. Therefore, the chi of truma is chal right now. That's Rebbe Shita. And according to Rebbe Enechanami, when you bring moilim malilois, there's a chi of truma right now. But Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda poiter, says Rashi. He says, no, even if you bring in stalks and you rub out the stalks to get the kernels, there's no chiyuv truma yet. Says Rashi, the gon chotziv, v'ayna miruach, the endigan ele kibbutz makri. That's only called the gemar malacha if you make the wheat into a pile of kernels and smooth out the piles, the pile. That's called miruach, that's called dagan. But if you don't make a pile full of the kernels of wheat, you're not mechuyiv in truma. So according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, even on Yontif, we say you're allowed to take the stalks of wheat and rub out the kernels, but in such a case, you're not mechuyiv in truma. So it's good why our Mishnah says there's never a case that you could be mafrish truma on Yontif. Because just by doing moilim malilas, according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda, you have no chiyuv to take off truma. According to Rabbi Taka, there is a chiyuv, and you would be allowed to. But our Mishnah that says there's never a case of taking off truma goes according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. So the Gemara, no.
or the Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda Nami Mishkachas Law. I'll even find you a case according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda that by rubbing the stalks and taking out the kernels, you would have to take off truma right now. What's the case? I'll tell you true. First you brought in the stalks, you had a mind to make a dough out of it. That was your mind. That was actually how the mind. Then you change your mind. You change your mind. You change your mind to make a melila to rub it down to an yomtiv. That today is the first day it became truma and halachi of today. Before this, it didn't. It only had it today. I mean, Rashi explains it here. It's a little chiddush here. Rashi says that Rabbi Yosi the Tavlin b'yom, in such a case, Rabbi Yosi is moided the chiyuv tevel, it's chal chiyuv truma today. Shenim lechaleim, why? Techivon dechnisim l'shem gervin. You first brought these stalks in now for the purpose to make flour out of it, and then you make dough out of it. So therefore, l'shem gervin gomer, so yordo lehem teres truma somaisus. It was chal upon these wheat now that eventually it will come to a chiyuv truma somaisus. In other words, you brought it into your house, I'm asked to make a gervin out of it. Hamanas to get all the kernels of wheat and pile it up, and then you grind them down to make flour. So you brought it into your house with such a mashava. Now, geshenimlach, later when you change your mind, lemoilin, you change your mind not to make a big pile of wheat and to make flour out of it, but just eat each kernel by itself. Nasis achnisase gerin. It's considered that when you brought it in, that was the complete gerin. Vihamoilin, and now when you rub it down on yomtiv, al karchach kodim trumosim. Al karchach, you have to take off truma. That's interesting. If you bring it into your house just to eat the stalks, to rub the stalks, and eat the kernels, that's bechlal, not cold. You brought it in to make a gerin out of it. There's no chiyuv truma at all. It's only chiyuv according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. If you brought it in your house, almanas to make a gerin out of it. You brought the stalks in, almanas to make a big pile of all the kernels, and then you'll take it down to the grinder factory and grind it and make flour out of it. So you had a mind to make a duggin, that means a pile full of the kernels, that's called such wheat, that's mechuyev truma. So now we mecharash the Gemara. If you change your mind then, after you brought it in to make a dough out of it, and now you change your mind, teed it with the shibolim, that's called the Gemara Melochtim. So the kids for the kasher is even according to Yosef of Yehuda. There's a case that right now on Yomtiv, it's the first time that you have a chiyev to take off truma. And if it's the first time you take off truma today, why can't you take off truma? Just like we're saying if you make dough today on Yomtiv, you're allowed to take off challah. Because today is the first time you can take off challah, if the chiyuv is first chal today, you're allowed to do it. So trum also, I'll give you a case there according to everybody, that the chiyuv trum is first chal today on Yomtiv. So why does the Mishnah say you can't take off trum on Yomtiv? So Gemara says, Elamai truma, why does the Mishnah say you can't be mafresh truma on Yomtiv? I'll tell you what it means to mean. What it means to say is, roiv truma. Most cases of truma, you pulled off the peiros, the wheat yesterday off the ground, and you made a gerin yesterday, so since you could have taken off truma yesterday, you're not allowed to do it on Yontif. But there is this one case that you brought the stalks into your house, almanas to make flour out of it, and then later you change your mind to be moiled to rub out the stalks and eat the kernels right now, that the chi of truma is called right now, and inachnami, in such a case, you're allowed to be mafra truma today on Yontif. Omer Abaye says like this. Machlekes b'shibolim. So machlekes is by the stalks. Rashi b'shibolim means b'hanuhu de pater Rabbi Yosi. By shibolim, the stalks of wheat, that's where Rabbi Yosi patters and says there's no chi of truma if you brought in amanas tita kernels when you rub the stalks. The rubon ladisha, because most stalks of wheat, what you do with it is to get the kernels out, to make a pile of the kernels, and to grind it down, to make a flour out of it. V'yengron nelabim ruach. And therefore, since most of the time you use the fadisha, the gerin is the meruach, after you make a whole pile of the kernels and smooth it down, therefore Rabbi Yosi says, if you take these shibolim, these stalks, and bring it into your house, almanas to eat it, just by rubbing out the stalks and eating the kernels by itself, there's no chiyuv truma. Aval bekitni es mashenkin, by beans, there divrei hakol is raisa tavla. See, everybody has, if you have a bundle of the beans, even though they're still in the stalks, and you bring it into your house, almanas to eat the stalks the way they are, you have a chi of truma right away. Strashi avakitnius. Yesh bin a yodim harba, a lot of people, shein chayf to noisen yachet. People don't only make a big pile of the beans, Ela kedeka de rosin. They take in a little stalk at a time, and they knock out a few beans to put in their chunk right now. Lefikach lefrach nisosim bechavilon zeo gornim. If you bring it into your house in the stalks, people leave it in the stalks to use a little bit at a time. So that's called the Gemara Malachton and Yechayiv and Shrum, even according to Rabbi Yosef ben Yehuda. So the kids say, if you bring in beans in the stalks, that's called the Gemara Malacha. Rabbi Yosef only says by wheat that most people don't use wheat a little bit at a time and take it out of the stalks, but they empty out all the stalks and make a big pile of the kernels, and then they grind down the kernels into flour, and that's the way they use it. So therefore, if you don't take it in to make flour, you put them. But beans that people eat it a little bit at a time, just take it out of the shibol, not of the stalks. If you bring the stalks into your house, eat it, you have a chi of truma right away. Gemara says, Lema Messiah, I'll bring your raya to Abaye. That it says that din in Mishnah Truma is, Mi shahoye loy chavilan tilton. Somebody had a bundle of these tilton, trashimin kitni yisu. It's a type of a bean. Omat noistin bakteri. You put a little bit of this into the cholent. Litein tam. It makes a good time, a good taste into the food. So you put a little bit tilton, these beans into the food. So mi shalechavil tilton. Somebody had a bundle full of these beans. Shel tevel, that you did not take off trumas yet. Harezer koitish, you're allowed to crush them down today. O mechashev, and think into it. Kama zeri yesh behem. How much seeds are going to come out of these stalks? O mafresh al azera, v'yena mafresh al eitz. You only have to take off truma from the seed that comes out of the stalk, and not on the stalk itself, the eitz itself. Trashi koitish, zeo derech tishos. You're allowed to bang, crush the stalks. That's the derech to get the beans out. Or mechashev miyomid, you estimate how much you have to give truma. V'yein mafresh al eitz. And tzorach lafresh min hakoshim. On the hard part, you don't take off truma semaisus. V'yafo pi shetam eitz epi yishor. That's the chiddush. Even though by tilton, the stalks and the bean taste alike. L'chayv v'chachomim. V'maisus. V'netoni chavilun shel tevel. Almos reis v'tavlam. Talking about now with tevel. So rabbonim were not l'chayv to take off truma from the stalk, only from the bean itself. So that's this case here. Now, my love, doesn't this Mishnah go Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda? It even goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda. There he says, if you have a bundle of stalks of wheat, he says, you brought the stalks into the house, there's no chi of truma. Abahocha tavla, here, by taking a bundle full of beans, there is a chi of truma. So you see, like Abaye says, that by beans, since it's a derech to bring the beans and the stalks in your house, and people eat it one by one from the stalk, so it's a derech that way. That's called Gemara Malach with the stalks alone. So it's a right to Abaye. So Mar says, Loi, I'll tell you no, this Mishnah, Rebbe, goes on according to Rebbe. That Rebbe says, even by wheat, if you bring the stalks into your house, you're also Mechuyev and Truma. Because the Gemara, Rebbe, if this Brisa goes according to Rebbe, Ma'ir Tilton. Why does the Mishnah only say if you have a bundle of stalks of these beans? Afilu Shibolim Nami. Even if you have stalks of wheat, should also be the same Alocha. Rebbe says, even if you bring stalks of wheat into your house, there's also a chi of truma. It's also called Gemara Malachton. So why does the Mishnah only say beans for a tilton? So Mar says, Elamai, what do you want to answer me? Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Then it goes according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda. Then it's good. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda holds that by wheat, if you bring stalks of wheat into your house, that's not called the Gemara Malachton. People don't use wheat that way. People make wheat into flour. So therefore, it's not called the Gemara Malachton, you potter from truma. So it would have been, so according to Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, it would be good. That's why the Mishnah does not say wheat, shibolim, it only says beans. Why does the Mishnah only pick this type of a bean of tilton? Why doesn't it say all other types of beans? And for sure it'll be tilton also. So Rashi says, the chiddush is the other beans, people talk to sometimes make a whole pile of the beans. They don't just take the stalks in. So it's a chiddush. I would have thought that since a lot of people make piles of the beans, maybe not mechuyev and truma, just bringing in the stalks. Kamashtma on the stalks of other beans also. So why does the Mishnah only say tilton? Why doesn't it say other kidneys also? So Gemara says, Ela, you have to answer like this. Tilton itzrichle. There's a chiddush about tilton. The watzalkot at the chaminach. I would have thought. Ho yovetan etzer pil yeshava. Since the fruit, the bean, and the stalk taste alike. I would have thought you have to take off truma from the stalk itself. Kamashmalon knows that the stalks of tilton, even though it tastes good, like the bean itself, you don't have to take off truma from the stalk, only from the bean itself. So it could be this Mishnah goes like Rabbi Yosef Yehuda, and the reason why it says tilton is because they want to tell us this chiddush. But if it went like Rebbe, it'll be a little bit of a shver. What?
If it's edible.
Yeah. It's edible, most people don't need it to. It's not really the pre. So Baal Tzonim with the Rabbanim, the Rabbanim will not mechayiv you. It's not as choshev as the pre itself. Ika the army, some say a little bit different. Ika the army, some say Amr Abaye. Abaye said like this: Machleik es bishibolim. The machleik between Rebbe and Rebbe Yosef, Rebbe Yehuda is if you bring the stalks of wheat into your house, that Rebbe says still the zechi of truma, and Rebbe Yehuda said no. Most people don't bring stalks of wheat; they make the wheat into a pile of kernels. So you put to just bringing the stalks in. That's where there's a machleik is. Abu the kidney is when you bring in beans, the rehakol asaraisa lekivlo. Just the opposite. By beans, everybody holds. A bundle of stalks of beans is not chayv and tevel. Even Rebbe holds you're not chayv and tevel. Just the opposite svara. Rezav al-Kitni is stamach nesosin l'meruach. Interesting. This sad holds a svara and the people do just the opposite. That most time with beans, people pile up a bundle of beans. They don't bring it in with stalk. When you leave the stalks outside, you just make a pile of the beans itself. So if you bring in the stalks, I'm not teeth little by little, just taken out of the stalks, everybody holds your potter from truma. On this mace, we have a kasha on this chat. The Mishnah says, we have before, Mishoy Leicha Vila Tilton. If somebody had a bundle of these type of beans, called Tilton, Shel Tevel, that you did not take off trumas yet. Harezeh Kotish, you're allowed to right now crush out the beans from the stalk. Or Mechashev and estimate, Kama Zeru Yeshbehen, how much seeds, how much beans are in the stalks. And you'll take off truma just from the zera from the seed itself. But you don't take off truma from the stalk itself. Now, my love, tevel shal truma, doesn't it mean here we're talking about tevel smuchuyib take off truma? So you see what? That even though it's only a stalk of kidneys, you'll smuchuyib take off truma. Not like Abaye wanted to say. Abaye wanted to say that everybody holds. If you only have stalks of beans, since they're to dero to make a pile of beans and not to bring the stalk in, with the stalk you're not mechuyev truma. And Eretz Mashma is called tevel truma. So Gemara says loy tevel tovel shal truma smaiser. We're talking about now the chiyev is al truma smaiser. Ukra Rabbi Avua Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. And it goes like Rabbi Avua Amr Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Like usually it's like this: when you have these peiros or beans, first you take off truma gedola. That's 1/50th goes to the kohen. Then you take off 1/10th, which is called maaserishin. And out of this 1/10th of the maaserishin, you take 1/10th of that, which is called trumas maaser, that the levi has to give to the kohen. In other words, the first 1/10th, which is maaserishin, you give to a levi. And now the levi has the chiyuv to take out 1/10th of that trumas, of that maaserishin, to make 1/10th of it trumas maaser, and trumas maaser give to the kohen. See, we're talking about trumas maaser. In the case we have your Maaser Rishon, Shehekdimo Bishibolim, that somebody took it when it was still in the stalk form. In other words, you didn't take off Truma Gedolah yet. You didn't start to take off any Trumas yet. But the Levi now, or the Yisrael, went and took off first Maaser Rishon, Shehekdimo Bishibolim, when it was still in the stalks. Shemoi Toivla LeTrumas Maaser. That you made these stalks now into Maaser Rishon, right now it's Kaveyam, that it's called Tevel for Trumas Maaser. You're not allowed to eat this Maaser Rishon now, unless you take off Truma first. Alright, we'll soon see the reason why it's like this. Now, call upon him here, it could be it's different. We're not talking about Truma. Truma Taka wasn't Chal yet. Since it's only in the stalk form there's no Chi of Truma, like Abaye wanted to say. By beans, everybody makes a Gemar Malach, and they're making a pile of the beans alone. So when it's in the stalk form, really, you'll be chpotter from truma. That's what the Mishnah says by tiltum. If you have this pile of beans of tiltum, you mechuyev in tevel, it means we're a case where you took off the maaserishin. You went from these stalks, and you took off maaserishin. Once you took off maaserishin, now it's chal l'shem maaserishin on it, that we say you can't eat it now until you take off trumas maaser first and give it to the kohen. For the Gemara, kaitish lamali. If so, why does it say you have to crush? Why do you got to crush it for? Even the Shibolim itself. The Rashi says, Ibe ben Levi. Mukmin and Levi, we're talking about that the Levi himself went and took these stalks and made Maaser Rishon out of it. Lama mutlo lav lasayis and dogun. Why does he have to crush it down now? If it's by the Yisrael, it's very good, you have to make it into Tevel. But if it's by the Levi, why does he have to be Kurdish and crush it down to make it into a Dagan? So Chura Leimalei, the Levi should say, Ki Eched Diyoveli, Hachi Yivnu Lecha, the same way I got the Maaser Rishon, that's the way I'll give it to the Kohen. So if the Levi got the Maaser Rishon now in its stalk form, why can't he give it in the stalk form back to the Kohen? Why does the Mishnah say you have to crush it down and get the bean out? Or my Rav, it says, Anechnami Kenosa, it's only a Kenas. In other words, since the Levi, Chaptarain, really the Levi shouldn't have went and made the Maaser Rishon. The Levi should have left it by the regular Yisrael, and the regular Yisrael has his beans now in the stalks. What he would have done was, he would have first take all the beans out of the stalk and made a nice pile of beans. And that's Gemar Malachta, and then he'd be Chayv and Truma. Then he would have taken out 1/50th for Truma, he would have taken out then 1/10th to give to the Levi for Maaser Rishon, and then the Levi would have had to give from his 1/10th, 1/10th of that, which is Trumas Maaser, to the Kohen. So if the Levi wouldn't have hopped, jumped, and taken right away, eventually he would have got the Maaser Rishon in the Dagan form, in the bean form, and he would have had to give beans to the Kohen. So now that the Ben Levi hopped, jumped himself, and took the stalk form, we make a kenas upon him that you can't give these stalks now to the Kohen, but Terev Trumas Maaser, but first you have to make it into a Dagan, you have to take the beans out of the stalk, and give the beans to the Kohen, not the stalk itself. That's a kenas. But it could be like a Abaye Sekim shop. But the Tanya Nam Yoch, I bring you right like this also. Ben Levi, in the case that you have a Levi, She Nosnu Loi Shibolim, B'maisroisav. Somebody gave to Levi, when in the stalk form, he gave him beans or wheat. When it's still in the stalk form, the terrorist Maisarishan is Oisa Oisa Gurin. He has to make it a Gurin. He has to make it into a pile of wheat. Anovin, Ben Levi took grapes. And the locher is oisay sayayin. He has to make it into wine and then give it to the kohen. Zaysim, Ben Levi took his mice in the form of olives. Oisay sashemin. He has to take shemin. In other words, it's a kenas. And since the Levi went in and rushed and took these fruits, but there is mice rishon when they were in the raw stage. So I make a kenas upon the Levi that you're not allowed to give the trumas mice in this raw stage to the kohen, but you have to make it now into the finished product of wine or oil, or else the bean product. Take the beans out of the shell, the stalk, and give the bean to the kohen. So mele to kenas. I call upon him, it could be like Abaye says, that calls the man it's in a stalk form, there's no chiba take off truma yet. Truma is only challah and beans when you make it into the beans form, when you make a pile of beans. Now the Gemara asks, Umafra shalayim truma smaisi. If you make it into wine, then you mafra truma smaisi. V'noisim l'kain, give it to the kain. Shek Hashem, shek truma gedoyla. And in iteles, ele min agorin, the same way truma gedoyla. The chiv is